Once upon a time, there were three young students in their first semester trying to understand how university life works.
Where is everybody? And why is the room locked?
No idea. Maybe the seminar was cancelled or Mr. Wirtz is sick.
But how do all the others know? We are the only ones standing here.
Do you know what I just figured out? There's an email address you get from university for, like, organizational stuff, like a change of rooms or when a class is cancelled.
Not really.
Yeah, I'm totally sure. Haven't checked it yet either, but someone from the second semester told me last week during a seminar, because he already knew that his next seminar was cancelled. And I was just like, how do you know? And that's how he told me.
I really need to take a look at this, because this is not the first time I'm standing in front of a closed door.
That's how it works at university. No one tells you there is an email address, but indeed there is one, which you get as soon as you are registered at university. And this email address is not useless, but instead it serves for all the organizational purposes like assignments, room changes, cancelled seminars and more. Every student should take a look at it at least every second or even every day, so they won't miss anything. But this is not the only thing these young students do yet not know about university life.
I just checked my email account and there are tons of emails. Oh my god, better check it now every day.
Yeah, me too. Here I got the email for today's seminar. He says he is sick and this week's seminar is going to be in a different room.
This way I can also ask one of my professors something about the study requirements.
Oh, you better don't. Professors or lecturers always say something but add something like I think or I'm not sure, and then you got a 50-50% chance that it might be correct.
I agree with that. Had this one time. Relied on something a professor told me about an exam, but she was not totally sure. But I just thought, she is the professor and it's going to be right. Like, at what time the exam would be and it was completely wrong. Would have totally missed the exam if one of my friends hadn't told me the correct time.
I suggest you ask a more reliable source, whoever this might be. Or at least ask two people, and when they both agree, it's more probable that it's correct.
The girls think that they understand a little bit more about how university works, but they are still overwhelmed with everything they just talked about. And it seems that there is even more they still don't have a clue about. They keep on talking.
So, professors don't really have a clue either. That's a bit funny, don't you think? I mean, it's their job.
Yeah, I think so too. Isn't it ironic?
And even though it's their job, we have to run around and do every little thing ourselves. They sometimes don't even upload their PowerPoint presentations. I think this can be so frustrating.
You're so right. Last semester, one of my professors thought it would be a good idea to upload all the presentations just 1 week before the exam. I was so mad because I couldn't study properly and felt so unprepared. It was awful.
What? Are you serious right now? I think I would have been so mad and hopeless.
Yeah, it really was. But one of my friends helped me. We compared our notes from the whole semester and learned together. It really was amazing, and it showed me that you really need to take everything into your own hands.
I didn't expect university life to be so messy. I knew it was nothing like school, but it's even worse than I thought.
I agree. It really is messy. But I guess when you get behind all of these little secrets, it can be really good. Even though it is a lot of work for us, and even though we have to run around and get everything done ourselves, it is amazing in a way.
Well, you're right, but it would have been nicer to know these things beforehand, you know?
Yeah, you're definitely right, and I'm furious about that too.
I don't know how you can stay so calm. All of this makes me so frustrated, seriously.
The girls are getting more upset about all the things they did not know before they started to study and can't believe that nobody is telling the students about all of these points they just figured out. But it is a fact that nothing is being handed to you in university. You have to work hard and do everything yourself. Even if you think that professors need to do something for you, they in fact don't have to do it. It is your job to get information and it is also your job to be prepared for everything. Not only your classes, but also where you have to be for class and to collect your course assessments, because nobody will do these kind of things for you.
Can we talk about that organizational stuff again? I can't get over how messy it can be sometimes.
I have a good example for that. I failed to get my BA in pragmatics last semester, so I wasn't allowed to take the semantic pragmatics exam. At the beginning of the semester, I had to email 5 different persons in order to know if I have to retake both courses or if I just have to retake the one I failed the BA in. Neither the lecturer nor the secretary of the faculty did know the answer. It was so annoying.
Oh God, that really sounds ridiculous. It must have taken ages to finally receive an answer.
Yes, it did.
I can totally relate to that. Universities can be so unorganized. I mean, do you remember the first week of this semester when we and 50 other students stood in a room that fits 20 people?
Of course I remember.
How can something like this happen? If you have a room that fits 20 people, you can't just permit 50 students to take your course. It obviously won't fit.
The funniest thing about it was that after that, we had a whole lecture hall that fits over 300 people for ourselves. Do you remember?
I do. It's so crazy that the people responsible for that organization don't realize that.
After a while of laughing, they became a little bit silent.
Do you know what I wish I also knew before university?
What?
I wish I knew that it would be so much work. I mean, all our exams are probably as much work as the A-levels.
Oh yeah, it's horrible. You have to prepare a ton of material for each exam.
You're right. But the worst thing is that in the end, only 50% of all those materials are relevant.
It's so frustrating to study all the stuff by heart if in the end half of it was for nothing. I mean, I understand that the lectures can't tell us exact topics of the exam, but it would be a lot less frustrating if they give just 25% unnecessary topics.
I totally agree. It takes so much time to prepare and study all the given materials. I don't know how long it takes you, but for me it takes at least 3 to 4 weeks to properly gather and prepare all the materials. And it's not like you have just one exam each semester. No, you have at least 3.
And not to forget, they are mostly in the same week.
I know, last semester the 3 most difficult exams were in the same week. It was so horrible. Of course, I failed the last one because my brain was stuffed with the things of the 2 exams I just took.
Oh no, that must be awful. I still have to take those 3 and I'm now really scared.
You can do it. You should just start preparing a little bit earlier so you don't get mixed up. Don't black out like I did.
I think we talked about enough bad things for today. We should talk about something nice.
The young students are looking at each other and remember how their first day at university was.
It's crazy. The first day at university was exciting, frightening, and full of hope. And now we don't only see the tip of the iceberg, but the whole thing.
Yeah, just like in Titanic. And now it's too late. The ship is already sinking. I remember my first day at university. My goal was to find at least one person with the same major among all the tons of people.
Yeah, I remember it too. It was impressive how many people there were around me. And it was only freshmen. Incredible how many people there are in total at university.
I thought school was big and there were many people. But obviously, it's not.
That's right. And I was absolutely lucky to manage to find just one person studying English like me. Seriously, this gave me hope.
Of course. The key word is friends. I think without friends, you might be very lonely. The whole thing will be frustrating and no one understands you. Just your friends at university, because they go through the same hell.
Sure, without friends, I couldn't manage anything. It's important to study together, work together, and at the end of the semester, to drink a lot so you're able to get into the next semester.
Oh, my next class starts in just a few minutes.
Okay, let's get us some coffee to survive the day.
The students get some coffee and go to their next class. People, be warned. Student life is for the hardworking.